And now, mis queridos, we're going to talk television. The 2013-2014 TV season is wrapping up. So we thought it would be a good idea to take a look at how Latinos fared on TV this year. Latino USA producer Daisy Rosario brings you our own report card on how different networks did this past TV year.
One of my absolute favorite shows this year was Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's a Fox sitcom about the misadventures of the detectives and staff of the 9-9 precinct. The show stars Andy Samberg and Andre Brower. But once you start watching, you realize the show isn't just about these guys. This ensemble comedy stars one of the most diverse casts on network television.
I'd just like to say I am happy to be here with my family. My super weird family with two black dads and two Latina daughters and two white sons.
That's Detective Jake Peralta, as played by Samberg, giving a toast. When he says family, he means a figurative family, his work family. The two black dads are Brower, as the precinct's captain, and Terry Crews, who continues to be great in everything, as the sergeant. The two white sons are Samberg as goofball Detective Jake Peralta and the long-overlooked Joe Latrullio as Detective Boyle. And the two Latina daughters he's referring to are very capable detectives, played by two largely unknown Latina actresses. Melissa Fumero plays the uptight detective Amy Santiago. She's constantly in a neck-and-neck race with Peralta for who solves the most cases. But despite being good at her job, a running joke is how desperate she is for the approval of the new captain.
I do feel, however, the word choice could have been improved in spots. I mark them awk for awkward.
That was the best thing anyone's ever said to me.
I mark them awk for awkward.
It's advice. He's mentoring me. Yes!
And Stephanie Beatriz plays tough detective Rosa Diaz. And the thing about Diaz is, well, no one wants to mess with Diaz.
So you know about Rosa's anger incidents.
It's my birthday. I hate birthdays. If you wish me a happy birthday, I will punch you.
You're a funny little bird, Diaz. Happy birthday.
Diaz does what she wants. She's my favorite. It's not just one Latino or black character in the background. It's many characters with different neuroses, desires, goals, and points of view. Fox did pretty well with overall diversity this year. Shows like The Mindy Project, The New Girl, and Sleepy Hollow have non-white characters in major roles. So what grade do they deserve? Well, let me explain how I'm thinking about this. First, it's not just the amount of Latinos. I'm looking at general diversity and how those characters are portrayed. And second, I'm grading on a curve. Third, this is just for fun. So this year, Fox gets an A.
An A!
Next up is NBC, the channel with the sneakiest uses of Latinos. For example, on the show Parenthood, one couple adopts a Latino son, and actress Sarah Ramos plays a member of the Braverman family. Aubrey Plaza plays April Ludgate on Parks and Recreation. And friend of Latino USA, Al Madrigal, is on the sitcom About a Boy. He plays the best friend to the show's star. And he isn't a stereotype of Latino as the best friend. He's just the best friend. In this scene, Madrigal's character Andy is explaining to lead character Will why game night is so important in his house.
Stop this, Andy.
I don't care. All I care about is tonight going well. This is a rare opportunity for me to have sex.
What kind of game night is this?
It's the kind where Lori gets in a good mood. She's got a wine buzz going on. Grandparents have the kids all night. Then odd numbers. Odd numbers ruin the whole thing.
All right, I'll bring a date.
No prostitutes.
And then, of course, there's Law & Order SVU, which features two actors of Cuban descent. Danny Pino as Detective Nick Amaro, and Broadway star Raul Esparza as Assistant District Attorney Rafael Barba. With other shows like Chicago Fire and The Voice, NBC has the right idea, but there's still room for improvement. I'll give it a solid B.
Solid B.
Now CBS. It's the most successful of the major networks. But other than the procedurals, you know, the cop and legal dramas, there's almost no Latinos. And even on the procedurals, the main characters are white, except for LL Cool J on NCIS Los Angeles. CBS gets an F.
An F.
The last of the major networks is ABC. Sofia Vergara is the highest paid actress on television for her role as Gloria Pritchett on the hit show Modern Family. And Guillermo Diaz plays Huck on the popular show Scandal. Huck struggles with how much he enjoys killing people.
How my mouth has been dry for months, how I've been squirming and vibrating, and it wouldn't stop until the other night when everything just stopped. And I wasn't thirsty anymore.
Factor in shows like Grey's Anatomy and Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and ABC's overall diversity is pretty good. But next season looks to be even better. ABC recently announced that it picked up three diverse shows for the fall. Fresh Off the Boat about an Asian family, Blackish about a Black family, and in a surprising move, they picked up Cristela, a show about a young Mexican-American woman juggling her professional life and her old school family. It stars stand-up comedian Cristela Alonso.
Part of me worries that when you are a big deal lawyer, you will be embarrassed by me.
Mom, don't be ridiculous. I'm already embarrassed by you.
So while next year looks to be even more diverse, this season ABC gets a solid B+.
B+.
But probably the most diverse show of the last year is only available online. Orange is the New Black is produced by and only available on Netflix. If you're unfamiliar, it's about a woman named Piper Chapman who gets sent to prison after committing a crime. And since it takes place in a women's prison, it focuses mostly on types of female characters rarely shown on TV. Within that are all the different groups of the prison, the Asians, the whites, the Blacks, and the Latinas, or the Spanish mommies. We don't just see these characters in terms of how they interact with the white lead. We also see how the groups function internally, and we flash back to their pre-prison days. So it looks like we might see even more Latinos on TV starting this fall. But in the meantime, Orange is the New Black returns for its second season on June 6th. I know I'll be watching. For Latino USA, I'm Daisy Rosario.